Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. I'm Matthew Kibben, and today we're going to talk about small companies with really big ambitions. And joining me to have a chat is Gary Rollo from Montgomery Investment Management and Chris Stott from 1851 Capital. Chris, we'll start with you. City Chic. It's online. It's larger clothes for young people. It's a growing industry. Buy, hold, or sell?
Buy, Matthew. Really high quality management team led by Phil Ryan. As you said, online business growing at a very fast rate. They've recently entered into a deal to take over a business called Catherine's. They've overraised in terms of equity, so there's a potential for a second deal to occur down the track. So we quite like it. It's a buy.
Gary, Australian company telling Americans how to dress, buy, hold, or sell?
It's a buy for us too. We simply look at the big economics of a large market going from offline to online, and we love the market share taking capabilities of this management team and business model. As Chris said, the balance sheet's primed for adding in acquisitive growth. It looks like a good, strong winner for us.
Okay, let's jump into an area you know well. Data centers, the cloud, Megaport, appropriate name, taking on the world in that area. Buy, hold, or sell?
Megaport's a buy. Look, this company has an interesting proposition, not just here in Australia, but globally. And as the name suggests, it's solving a problem that wasn't around yesterday. Corporate computing networks were designed for the old age. In the new world of cloud, you don't know what you've got to connect to and when. Megaport solves that problem, and it solves it in an elegant way. It's got a huge addressable market, and for us, that's one of the most interesting tech stories on the ASX and globally today.
Megaport, mega by name, mega by price, been up about 120% since the bottom. Chris, buy, hold, or sell?
Sell. So really good company, Matthew, but the valuation is incredibly stretched to us. 26 times revenue, yet to be positive in terms of EBITDA, from an EBITDA perspective. So we think it certainly had a strong run, as you mentioned, off the lows in March, so sell.
Okay, cards. I thought they were defunct, but no, cards are everywhere. EML payments, they're all over the world. Buy, hold, or sell?
Sell, Matthew. We think this one had an okay result with a really poor outlook statement. So the gift card space is certainly challenged at the moment and will be for the near term, so sell.
Gary, it bounced, but since the result, as Chris said, it struggled. Buy, hold, or sell?
For us, EML's a hold. The issue right now is people are going to think it's a retailer rather than a fintech. Once we get through Christmas and we all understand what the earnings opportunity that EML is going to be able to deliver as a result of that Christmas trading session, we will know more about the business, and then the market will shift to its growth potential. So for us, it's a hold.
Okay, time to get ambitious. What's one stock you think is ambitious and taking on the world that we should know about?
Our name today is Big Tin Can. We think Big Tin Can is a buy. That's a small cap technology stock, software as a service, excellent business model. It's a company that has gone global. It has a client roster that ranges from Anheuser-Busch through Nike up to large tech companies. What it does is it helps companies manage their sales enablement. That's a growing area of the market. It's growing its top line at 40%. It's a $400 million market cap. It's one of these microcap stocks that's just about to get into that point where larger funds can take a look at it. So we think the technology stacks up well, and it's got a bright future.
Going to be hard to bet that, Chris, with a name like Big Tin Can. You got something that's equally ambitious?
We think so. So Jumbo Interactive, JIN's the ticker. Yes, online lottery ticket reseller. Recently redone their deal with Tabcorp, really strong balance sheet. They've had a really good history of paying special dividends over time. So we think that now that Tabcorp relationship has been secured for the next 10 years, that significantly de-risks the business. And we're really quite attracted not only by the management team, but also the really strong cash flows that they've generated over a very long time period. So that one for us has certainly come off. It's been quite weaker versus a year ago. So we think that that one certainly stands out for us.
Some great names and some big ambitions. You might get some jumbo returns.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.